Welcome. This short video will provide you with a brief overview of the revisions of the Violence and Harassment Program, focusing on the requirement to provide information regarding a person with a history of violent behavior. Bill 168 amended Section 32 of the Occupational Health and Safety Act, where workplaces in Ontario are now required to develop policies, procedures, and processes to address and protect workers from workplace violence. In addition, training is required to ensure all employees and supervisors are aware of the procedures and responsibilities. To meet the new requirements, the Board developed a Workplace Violence and Harassment Program, Section 24 of the Health and Safety Manual. This program was produced in consultation with numerous stakeholders, including members of various unions and associations representing the Joint Health and Safety Committees. An additional outcome of these consultations resulted in revisions to the Health and Safety Policy 4.70 to include violence. The Health and Safety Manual can be found in the school's main office, as well as the staff room and custodial office. The manual is also available online in DP24 in the Health and Safety portal. The definition of workplace violence, as per the Occupational Health and Safety Act, is the exercise of physical force by a person against a worker in a workplace that causes or could cause physical injury to the worker. It is also an attempt to exercise physical force against a worker in a workplace that could cause physical injury to the worker. It can also be a statement or behavior that it is reasonable for a worker to interpret as a threat to exercise physical force against the worker in a workplace that could cause physical injury to the worker. The Occupational Health and Safety Act refers to workplace violence against workers. However, omits to define the impact when dealing with violence between students and the potential risk to staff. In the education sector, incidents of violence involving students that are likely to expose a worker to physical injury need to be evaluated and assessed. Supervisors will consider any persons, which include students, parents, staff, and visitors, who have incidents of violence, a person with a history of violence, and will go through the discernment process to determine if personal information regarding the person needs to be provided to staff. This video focuses on the amendments to the Violence and Harassment Program, more specifically, the requirement to provide information to staff regarding persons with a history of violent behavior. Training over time has been for the purpose of meeting the legislative training requirement, but in response to concerns and subsequent Ministry of Labour orders, the Board continues to amend the program to ensure clear procedures are in place to ensure the safety of staff. Now, as it relates to the most recent updates to the Workplace Violence and Harassment Program, we will now discuss the details. The initial revisions included language under Supervisor Responsibilities in subsection 2.2 of the program document. Added was an additional bullet to provide information to staff in accordance with subsection 6.1.1 in section 24 of the Health and Safety Manual. This addition clearly outlines the requirement to provide information to notify a worker of a person with a history of violent behavior. The most recent amendments were to provide additional details for school administrators and supervisors to assess the risk of violence to staff by persons, specifically students, that have a history of violent behavior. Under subsection 6.1.1, the Board's duty to provide information to a worker under the provisions of the Occupational Health and Safety Act and a supervisor's duty to advise a worker under the provisions of the Act includes the duty to provide information, including personal information related to a risk of a workplace violence from a person with a history of violent behavior if the worker can be expected to encounter that person in the course of his or her work, and the risk of workplace violence is likely to expose the worker to physical injury. Under the Act, no employer or supervisor shall disclose more personal information in the circumstances described in the program than is reasonably necessary to protect the worker from physical injury. The most recent additions were taken from the Ministry of Labor's guidance document. The additions will assist with discernment as it relates to the provision of information to workers regarding a person with a history of violent behavior. Board personnel will evaluate the circumstances of a person's history of violent behavior and determine which workers would be likely to encounter this person in the course of their work and whether the person poses a risk to those workers. Factors that board personnel will consider includes: how long ago did the incident of violence occur? What was the history of violence associated with the workplace or work? Was the history of violence directed at a particular board staff member or board staff in general? Was the history of violence directed at a particular student or students in general? What is the nature of the incident of violence that occurred? What measures and procedures are in place under the board's Workplace Violence and Harassment Program? Under the Occupational Health and Safety Act, employers and supervisors will disclose as much information about a person with a history of violent behavior as needed to protect workers from physical injury while expecting privacy as much as possible. For example, the information disclosed should allow workers to identify the person with a violent history and, if appropriate, the triggers of his or her potential aggression. There are other legislation that governs the release of personal or medical information in a school context, such as Municipal Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act, the Education Act, Youth Criminal Justice Act, and Personal Health Information Protection Act. The board will take into account a person's right to privacy under these laws, in addition to a worker's right to be informed of workplace violence risks under the Occupational Health and Safety Act. In most situations, it should be possible to provide workers with enough information to protect them without disclosing personal medical information. The board provided all school administrators with a four-step process referred to as the consultation tool. This consultation tool has been developed internally to further assist school administrators in the discernment of the requirement to provide information to staff regarding students with a history of violent behavior. The consultation tool consists of four sections. The first section is Process for Sharing Information, which includes a checklist. This resource is designed to facilitate conversation between family of school's supervisory officers and school principals, vice principals, when determining whether the student poses a risk of workplace violence. The resource reminds and reinforces the fact that there are legislative bodies requiring us to take a judicious approach when making decisions requiring the sharing of personal information. The limit on disclosure is restated as it is the employer or supervisor's responsibility to share only what is reasonably necessary to protect the worker from physical injury. In addition to those legislations previously mentioned, the Ontario Human Rights Commission works to build respect for human rights into all aspects of life in Ontario. Section 2 is a flowchart, which outlines the steps and procedures for discerning the potential of workplace violence. In the flowchart, there are two scenarios. The first scenario is a violent incident involving student toward student. The second scenario is a violent incident involving student toward staff. Section 3, the consultation tool for discerning risk of workplace violence, facilitates necessary conversation regarding whether a student poses a risk of workplace violence. It is a physical document that is used by administrators to record the outcome of their assessment. Section 4, Record of Communication, records the specific details to be communicated with staff regarding a student who may pose a risk of physical injury to staff. The Record of Communication also documents who and what method was used to communicate information necessary to protect staff. In light of its mission statement, the Dufferin-Peel Catholic District School Board is committed to implementing in every school the Catholic Code of Conduct, clearly reflecting the need to provide and sustain a safe, caring, inclusive, and healthy Catholic school community in which every student can succeed. Thank you.